At this point, honourable members, it is my honour to invite the honourable president-elect to address the House.
Thank you. Thank you. Pass up. Madam Speaker, Chief Justice, Mokgweng Mokgweng, I'd like to thank everyone and you especially, Madam Speaker, for giving me this brief opportunity. When I walked in, I had occasion to go past where the Chief Justice was robing himself. And as he emerged, I saw him fully robed up, with having taken off his tie and suit jacket. I looked at him and I said, Chief Justice, when this position of Chief Justice came up, I said I'd like it to pass me by because of the robing. It's a position that I could have opted for, but because of this robing business, I thought, no, I'm not quite interested in it. But we had a bit of a conversation, and in the end I said, well, I seem to have taken on a much more difficult task. And the Chief Justice laughed at me. So Chief Justice, it's a real pleasure to have you here, and thank you very much for having changed your program. I'd like to thank all the members of this assembly. I thank you for the honor that you bestow on me by electing me to this position. I truly feel humbled to have been given this great privilege of being able to serve our people. I also want to extend my gratitude to leaders of political parties who are here, as well as the media. This, for me, is a truly humbling occasion. Soon, once I'm sworn in, I will no longer be a member of this House. I will miss being a member, but that does not bring this collegiate feeling that I have with all members here, because I will be coming to this House on a regular basis to exercise my accountability as President of the Republic, to answer your questions and to interact with you and a range of matters that affect the lives of our people. One of the things that I will be seeking to do is to have an opportunity, which I started doing when I was appointed Deputy President. I will seek to work with all political parties, and we'll start it off with wanting to have a meeting with the leaders of all political parties so that we can try and find a way of working together. And I'm heartened by some of the sentiments expressed here about working together, which I will want to touch on. And I will do all this as a servant of our people, because I do believe that when one is elected in this type of position, you basically become a servant of the people of South Africa. And I'll seek to execute that task with humility, with faithfulness and with dignity as well. That is what I will seek to do. And I'd like to thank all the parties that have spoken. This is not a moment for me to speak, because that moment will be accorded to me tomorrow, I believe. But listening to all the parties who have expressed a whole lot of sentiments here, it is almost like in our culture, when a young man becomes a man, you are given almost instructions. Nga chivenda riri uwaraiwa. Uwaraiwa. Wabuziwa uri arali umunna uita hezi, na hezi, na hezi. Wadoba wabuziwa uri usongo ita hezi, na hezi. So what all of you have been saying here, it's almost like saying to me, we are offering you advice, we are offering you suggestions, some have even offered some threats. Honorable, before I get to that, and many of you have spoken about unity, you've spoken about patriotism, you've spoken largely about how we can all work together to improve the lives of our people. That has a great deal of resonance with what I believe in and what I intend to do. Now, very briefly, and just responding to some of the good wishes, some of the advice that I've received, Honorable Maimani ends his wonderful words and almost soils them by saying, I'm going to see you in 2019. Now, I think he's running ahead of himself. He's running ahead of himself because, Honorable Maimani, I'm going to be seeing you regularly here in this house on an ongoing basis. So leave 2019 aside. Let us deal with the current moment and work together on how we are going to improve the lives of our people, rather than grandstanding, rather than standing on big platform. That's all I want to say. Honorable Singh, I'd like to thank you. I'm sorry that Honorable Buthelezi is not here, that his plane was recalled back to Durban. I'm sorry about that. I would have loved to receive the good wishes from him as well. The issues that you have raised, issues that have to do with corruption, issues of how we can straighten out our state-owned enterprises and how we deal with state capture are issues that are on our radar screen. Those are issues that we're going to be addressing, and tomorrow we will also have an opportunity to outline some of the steps that we are going to be taking. Honorable Kubisa, I thank you because you went to the heart of the matter by talking about patriotism and how we can work together to put our country first. That is precisely what I, as President of the Republic, would want to do. South Africa must come first in everything that we all do. General Olumisa, who continues to call me his Secretary General, because when he was a member of the African National Congress, we called each other with wonderful endearments, and I said General to him. He continues to say Secretary General, and I accept that. And I agree with you that we should find ways of working together on issues, as you said correctly, of national interest. And when Yavuma, General Wamsa, Ukanyam, and that already is a good sign of demonstrating that across party lines, we should have an opportunity of sitting together and eating meat And I would like to take you up on that. Zawutya inyama nawe. Honorable Groenewald, yes, I want to join you in saying that it would be wonderful if the level of debate in this House can be raised to a level where we really begin to engage on national issues without screaming at each other, without, you know, words like a point of order on an ongoing basis, and the disorder that has often defined what happens in this House. I will want us to rise to that level. And also, and I agree that you would want a president who will respect not only this House, but the members of this House. I join you completely on that. But I think the flip side of that coin also says that we should respect one another. But in respecting one another, it means that we are respecting this House that our people set up. It means that we will be respecting our people. So I would say that let's underpin everything that we do here through a great sign of respect to our people, because when our people look at this parliament, they see themselves represented, and they don't want to see disorder, they don't want to see poor levels of debate, they want to see debates that are going to lead to the improvement of their lives. Let us rise to that occasion. Reverend Mishwe and I share a history together. And maybe it's important that we should both confess now. We were at university together, and we both belonged to the student Christian movement. The difference was, or is, that I was his leader when we were members of the student Christian movement, and he followed me. And so it's wonderful that we are both in this parliament representing our people. Yes, Reverend Mishwe, we will pay heed to the advice that you're giving, that we should choose a great team. That's precisely what our people deserve, to have a team that will work for their interests. Yes, and also that all of us, it does not only behove on the president, but all of us should be able to work and lead our people with great courage. And that is precisely what we will seek to do. Deputy President of the AIC, yes, you and I were both deputy presidents of our organization. I'm sorry that you've lagged behind a little bit. But I'd like to welcome your very kind words, words where you say you will support the work that I will be doing, and that you will give as much support to what we will all be doing collectively. So I thank you for that, my dearest DP. Thank you very much. To the leader of the PAC, yes, this is not yet Uhuru. We've never thought that this was Uhuru. What we've always said is that we are going to seek to improve the lives of our people on an ongoing basis. And since 1994, we've done precisely that. The lives of our people have been improving on an ongoing basis, and the commitment that you will find on this side, which commitment I would like you also to be part of, is that all of us should continue to improve the lives of our people and take their lives to a higher level. I'd like to end by thanking my comrade Jackson Mtembu for your most wonderful words. I thank you, and I'm here as a result of the support that I've received from my organization, the African National Congress. the African National Congress, which continues to lead the National Democratic Revolution in our country to bring about change, is what has put many of us here in this House. And our intent is to continue, indeed, to improve the lives of our people. And ladies and gentlemen, members of this House, Madam Speaker and Chief Justice, that is what I would like to say at this moment. And thank you all for this great opportunity that I've been given. And I will try to work very hard not to disappoint the people of South Africa. Thank you very much.
Point of order, Chair. Thank you very much, honorable members. That concludes the proceedings. The House is adjourned.